time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father.
Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father.
When you were a kid, you swore you'd never turn out like your old man. But now that you have kids, it turns out you swear just like your old man.
You lousy kids, clean up this.
Sure, you want your kids to think you're hip and happening, but still find yourself screaming, "Turn down that awful jungle music for crying out loud!"
And you don't care how you dress.
You've had that members-only jacket for 25 years.
Even the Goodwill doesn't want it.
So the next time you find yourself saying, "Back in the good old days," or "This must be the new man," look in the mirror, ignore your nose hair, and say hello to Mr. Guy Who's Turning Into His Father, a real American hero.
Mr. Guy is turning into his father.
Come here, boy. Pull my finger.
Get ready for the best morning show on any kind of radio. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for Sam and Kara in the Morning. Give Sam and Kara a call at 323-203-0815. And now, here are your hosts, Sam and Kara.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. It's November 17th. We're back in the studio live, awake, and ready to entertain you. Good morning, Kiara.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're doing great. We're from down under today.
Yeah.
From Brisbane, Australia. And I like Vegemite and kangaroos.
You like kangaroos?
Yeah, I love a good kangaroo.
You eat kangaroo meat?
I don't exactly eat it, Sim, but I like to pet a kangaroo once in a while.
I see. Okay.
Do you like Australians? Do you like Australia?
Yeah, I do. I've never been.
Man, I want to go.
Australians are cool.
Australians are some of the coolest people. Like, they're the best travelers because when they leave, they got to go. They got to pack up everything.
Yeah.
And they know they're going to be gone for months because, what's the plane rides? What, a week long anyway?
Yeah.
They're like, I'm not going for just 2 days.
You might as well take a boat, you know?
Yeah. So I've had two Australian roommates, as I've said in the past, and they generally, they do like a round the world ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And they boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Go everywhere.
I know. They seem to be carefree. You know, I mean, they have no wars. They don't have any terrorism and shit. You know, they can just live and enjoy themselves.
Oh, nope,
nobody goes as far as Australia to bomb
people. It's a little
people
out of the way. It's like, Antarctica.
Yeah.
How much terrorism's going on in Antarctica? it's just too cold, you know?
Yeah. Mm. What do you think of this, the new rules of the TSA, like patting you down and the x-rays that are invasive?
I think it's extremely violating. The naked one?
Right.
The naked scan?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not into that shit. I do a lot of hiding under these clothes.
But you don't have a choice. I mean, you have to go through it or go through a thorough pat down. And that means going into your bra and everything, you know?
What do they do with the thorough pat down?
Yeah, I think they search every part of your body, every nook, every crevice.
They don't do like a strip search, do they?
I don't think so, no. No, I don't.
So it's not a strip search. They don't do like anal stuff.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they'd have time to examine everybody's anus,
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. But, that's the thing. We may not like it, but we don't have a choice. If you travel, that's what you have to face.
I mean, you can't have a choice. If people, there's pilots that are fighting this.
Yeah, the pilots are fighting it.
People are fighting it to be, it's gone now to, they think it's a violation of, I can't remember what amendment, but the idea that forcefully,
Illegal searches and seizures?
I'm not really up on all that, but I just know that
it's one of the amendments.
It's one of these things where a lot of people, mm-hmm. they feel very violated and are,
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I would like to know what people's, it says Pilots Union bashes new TSA rules on body scanners.
Right.
Okay, yeah, it's pretty, they call it appalling. So.
But they justify it by saying it's going to keep us safe. So what are you going to do? But the ridiculous thing is when they take all the women and do this, you know. It just doesn't make sense. But like I said, the terrorists have won because we've totally changed our way of life and because of them. And I think in a way they've accomplished what they set out to do.
Yeah.
You know, they've totally like interfered and with the world and the way we do things.
It says right here, it says Phoenix U.S. Airways pilot and Phoenix resident Mark Berman, this is the person I heard the interview with, has been flying since 1998 and has seen security changes come and go. He calls the TSA new body scanners appalling. We think it's degrading to pilots. What about humans? Anyway.
Yeah.
He says he's refused to be scanned. He says, okay, they keep going on. It's not really appropriate to be screening and patting down this aggressive type check on a pilot who 5 minutes later is going to be flying your airplane and weapon or not has the ability to do what they want to do. Ooh, that's that wasn't a really good, like that's not a good argument.
No, huh?
Hey, don't piss me off because I am flying a plane.
Yeah.
Man, it says the pilots union's biggest concern is the radiation and that it could 10 times that of a normal chest X-ray. Wow.
Really?
And if you think about it, if you are flying frequently or you're a pilot, that's just too much. It says we're exposed to quite a bit of radiation when we're flying, and we don't feel that additional radiation is warranted and necessary. He points out pilots already go through the FBI background checks, fingerprinting, and have more monitoring than most professions. When it comes to the armed pilots who carry weapons during the flight, Berman says there are inconsistencies in the way the pilots are treated. On one flight, we're armed protecting the flight deck, he said, and on the other flight, we're subject to the same type of screening and scanning to the normal traveling person would go through. It doesn't make sense to us.
Really? So they think it's okay for a pilot to have a gun?
For, you know, like, you know, you've armed pilots.
I know, but still, you know, I mean, if you shoot in a fucking plane, the plane's going to go down.
Well, hopefully it'll get lodged in someone's head.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It says, okay, we are frequently reminded that our enemy is creative and willing to go to great lengths to evade detection. TSA utilizes the latest intelligence to inform the development of new technology and procedures in order to stay ahead of evolving threats. Administer is committed to, you know, they're kind of going through. I got to be honest. I think it's too much. Mm-hmm. I think it's too much. And they're talking about women that are pregnant or breast milk, things like that. I mean, it's just. Yeah.
You think that's an effect?
I just think you shouldn't get to see into my freaking body like that. You know what I mean? If you're not even going to give me an X-ray when I go to the doctor because I'm not a certain age to have a certain procedure done and so I can't get that done, well, you don't get to look inside my human organs and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you are going to do a freaking X-ray scan, give me a printout so I know what's going on.
Yeah, but it'll be too late then.
Yeah, and now I'm going to be really self-conscious of my body. Come on, you got to make sure your panties fit and aren't too tight.
I don't think they can see the clothes.
Dude, they freaking see a lot of it. Like, I think I've seen some of it where it's like, oh, shoot, man, this is hardcore.
Really? They probably can see the contour, but that's about it.
No, I think they see, like, nipples. I think they see, yeah, I think they see it all.
Is that your phone?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Let me turn it off here.
No, I mean, it's too late to turn it off.
It's too late to turn it off now. Yeah. But why are people calling me? They know I have a job. They know I'm on the air.
No, some people don't.
Maybe my friends do this shit. My friends do. No, my number's been changed. They can't find me. A friend of mine, he's a comedian, Noel. I'm going to totally credit him because this is his joke. He talks about Osama bin Laden. He's like, people can't find Osama bin Laden. I know who you need to get. You need to get those college loan application bill collectors. They'll find you. He's like, I faked my death 3 times, changed states and numbers, and they found me every time.
They still found him?
He's like, trying to not pay off your student loans?
Yeah.
He's like, that's who needs to go find Osama bin Laden. I laughed. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah.
Man.
What are you going to do?
I mean, how do you feel walking through the airport and they can see your whang?
Yeah. You know what? It doesn't really bother me.
You're a guy. Guys don't care. You guys are nasty. You don't care.
Yeah, but besides, you know, I mean, the thing is that, yeah, it's not that big a deal, but the radiation does concern me. And the fact that it's probably going to take longer now in the security lines.
I need to know. Listen, I need a heads up when this shit goes down because I'm going to need to, like, you know, go on a master cleanse and, you know, wear the appropriate clothing.
Yeah, like you think they care about how you look, right?
Those guys, let me tell you, when I go through, not just me, if you're a pretty girl or whatever, and all the, like, the security guys, they all are looking over.
Yeah.
They're looking over.
I'm wondering, though, if they're going to separate women and men now in the lines and they'll have women looking at women.
Good. That's what it needs to be.
Yeah. I'm wondering if that's the way it's going to be. I mean, it makes sense, you know, at least to calm people down.
Yeah. I don't want men looking at me like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, it's too much. But what's going on with, it's a full pat down? I might be into that, yeah. Actually.
Yeah?
Yeah, especially if it's been a while, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's been a while.
But it's going to be by a woman, you know that.
Oh, that's nasty. See, you get what I'm saying? If we're going to be touched, let's do a man on that. If it's going to be just looking at me, let's do a woman.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I don't know where, my logic came from. There's probably no logic in that. It's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can make a request.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff here. It says right here. It says even hear the joke that someone's pants were so tight you could tell what religion they were. Mm-hmm. TSA's whole body imaging may do the job for you. Today it was reported that a TSA screener beat his coworker with a baton after the coworker saw his body scan and repeatedly teased him for having a small penis.
Mm.
The whole body scan of the employee was taken during a TSA training workshop in Miami.
Wow.
Shoot, man. The smoking gun obtained the police report. And according to the documents, TSA screener said that after his colleague saw the scan of his body, he was teased on a daily basis about his small penis and could not take the jokes anymore and lost his mind. He confronted him. Whoa. Yeah, guys, this is intense. Go online and look. They're going to see it all.
What do they show?
They show your butt, they show your boobs, they show your junk and your trunk. They show it all.
Oh, so they show what it looks like when you're scanned?
Yeah.
Really?
You can go online and see it. I mean, it's not like it's super detailed, but it's way more detailed that if you don't want people to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think it's somewhat barbaric. I understand that we're in different times, but I think it's barbaric. You know, he confronted one of his tormentors after work in an airport parking lot and allegedly pulled out a police baton and began striking the man. One witness said that the TSA employee told his coworker to get on your knees or I will kill you and you better apologize. Another witness says they heard the employee say, I'm going to blow your head off. Okay, it's a little intense.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I mean, and this guy says, you know, he goes, that said, I feel for this guy. If I had a penis, I wouldn't want my coworkers to know what it looked like unless I was exceptionally gorgeous and huge, in which case, carry on.
Yeah,
but it says, indeed, if the scan was so detailed that it shows the size of a man's package, it sounds invasive. You know, and the scans can be saved, and even though they're supposed to be in test mode, whatever.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't know. Who cares? You know,
I care. I think it's barbaric. I think we need to find other ways, other forms of intelligence. I think this is too much.
What do you suggest?
Well, that's not my expertise, but I know that there are people that are on that shit that know, they know stuff.
Well, maybe.
I mean, that's what that pilot was proposing. He said, you know, there's other forms of doing intelligence. He's like, it's just too much. It's barbaric, and I totally agree with him. You know.
Yeah. Well, we have a phone call coming in. We're expecting a guest, so let's see if that's it. And good morning. You're on the air with Kara and Sam.
Sam.
Yes.
This is Mario.
Mario.
Talking about the X-ray thing for the airports, they can see everything.
Really?
What do you think, Mario? What's your opinion?
I've been through X-ray machines all my life because of my disability. They can see everything.
Really? Wow.
Isn't it like...
The terrorists have us by the balls.
Yeah.
They think because we got everything, they want it.
Yeah. That's true.
And if we're gonna live in fear, then they won.
Yeah.
We have to show them that we're not living in fear and fuck them.
Yeah, that's what I say, man. I agree with you, you know. And
as far as the X-rays, my body's been through tons of them, and they can see everything.
Really?
So wearing different pantyhose or whatever you want, Kara, it doesn't fucking matter.
Really? They're going to see my vagina?
They gotcha. Yep, even that.
That's not... But Mario, do you think guys are going to look at the X-ray of my vagina or just women?
For you, Kara, they'll probably have a lesbian pat you down.
Mario Midnight Man always has an answer, man.
Man. Well, that's really reassuring. Thanks, Mario.
That's the way it is. I mean, even what you just said about that guy being beat down. He lost it, and that's it.
Yeah.
We are under an age where everybody's living in fear.
Yeah, that's
point
true.
Blank.
That's true. And Go ahead.
In 2012, if we don't change this, we're all fucked.
Well, that's true. Or don't fly a lot, you know? Just
right.
Don't go through the airport and deal with this shit, you know?
Yeah. Even a band member was supposed to go up to Canada, and because he looked a different way, we got turned away.
Right. Yeah.
They don't accept cripples, me, in Canada, because if all my band members got turned away, what am I supposed to do?
Yeah. Wow.
So we lost the gig up there, which would have been about $3,000.
Wow.
I said, well, then, fuck Canada, you know?
Yeah.
Big deal. So what? We lost, but we don't go back there because everybody's under guard.
Yeah.
We're not under guard. It's called fear.
Yeah, there
you go. And because of my old job, I lost two cop friends that were shot down trying to find a drug dealer. They shot the dog and two of my cop friends.
What?
And because of all that, we were under guard, a lockdown in the fucking schools.
Really?
Because number one, and this goes back to Kara's laptop being ripped off. Cameras do show the parking lot because it's a VCR with a tape that goes in slow motion that covers the whole fucking area of parking lots and schools. I was the one that put all the security in our schools up here, and we had to go each one room by room, lot by lot, parking lot and everything, and we put out there that you're under security, and if you don't abide by this, get the hell out.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
Man, Mario,
well,
yeah,
everything is under security, and if people don't abide by it, you're fucked.
Yeah, yeah. Those terrorists definitely changed our lifestyle.
We lost.
Yeah, yeah. They want us to change our lifestyle, and that's what happens, you know? But what are you going to do? I don't think there's any alternatives, you know?
There ain't.
Yeah, yeah. Warfare has changed over the years, obviously. You know, you used to know who your enemy is. Now we don't anymore.
And it's your best friend, Sam. We better watch out. She's sitting right there.
No, she loves me, man. She's not an enemy.
I know she does.
Yeah. Mario, how you feeling, man? You feeling good today?
I'm feeling good. We're supposed to be going out again on Friday. I got three more songs, and Kara's song hit the big one, and they all loved it. It's called "The Eyes of Kara."
Wow.
We're not gonna put nothing down on tape or demos yet until probably 2012, until I feel better with it. But the outside people, every concert we do, it's standing ovations, and I'm getting back into it. I have been down since 2000, and getting back on stage is just wonderful. I've been reading Eric Clapton's book about his life,
right.
And what I've been reading through that's me.
Wow, wow.
So with that and with the band, I mean, Trey's been saying, you have to do it. You have to do it. I said, well, I'm going to do it, but I don't want no video, or I don't want nothing leaking out where people can hear it until I say we put it out.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
then I just went online. I looked at Kara's eyes, and Trey said, wait, what are you feeling about that?
Uh-huh.
I said, well, she's a comic, she's nuts, but her eyes are beautiful. The rest of the body trait is there, but I focus on the soul, the heart, and the eyes.
Yeah, there you go.
Thank you, Mario.
He goes, okay, you got one song, you got Kara's eyes, and you got your father, my hero, down. Yeah. What's the next one? I said, well, that will be the biggest surprise.
Yeah.
He said, well, we'll just pull it out on stage and see what happens.
Uh-huh.
I started out, Sam, with Trey built a voice synthesizer first. I'm in my wheelchair, and we start out with a countdown. I start out with that, and then I have four girls there that are with us that stand me up. they shut the sympathizer voice off, and then it just comes right out.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so Kira's going to have to wait till 2012.
Well, I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
The words are down, but the song will not be put out until 12. And then, okay. Sam, I'll give you everything we got.
Sounds good, man. We're looking forward to it. All right, Mario. Listen, our guest is trying to call in, so I want to clear up the lines. But I'm so happy you called in, man, because Mario is a friend on Facebook.
He's
and,
awesome. Mario's pretty badass.
Yeah, and he took the step to let us know he listens and he loves the show. And I think, Mario, we've known each other for over a year now, huh? It's
yep.
got to be, yeah. Yeah. Well, feel good,
okay,
Mario.
Guys.
I know you're a very brave man, and I salute you, man, for your battle with all the shit that you're going through. So all the best to you, man, and keep listening. You're definitely our biggest fan.
Okay there, Sam.
All right, Mario. Take care, my
dude.
Man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's cool because Mario can't really talk all the time because he's got problems with his throat.
Mm.
So they put tubes down there and shit like that. So sometimes he can't talk. That's why I'm happy when he calls because I get to hear him too.
Yeah.
You know? And he's a pretty good guy. You know, he's a very good guy actually.
Yeah, he's very very good listener.
Yeah.
And so involved and.
Yeah. Calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I see our guest has been trying to call. Please call in again. We were just busy with the other call here. And we're expecting an actress named Tana Frederick to call in. And she's going to tell us what she's up to these days. So, anyway, where were we? Okay, so we were on the patting down and everything. So I think we pretty much beat it to death. And yeah, I'm just, I think the answer is don't fly as much. What can I say, you know? Can you imagine people that are frequent flyers, you know, and they have to go through airports all the time? It's got to be awful, man. It's not fun flying anymore. It used to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Not anymore, man. You know, the seats are very narrow and, you know, you're expected to sit on a 12-hour flight with really small seats.
I know. It's crazy, huh? What do you think? Are you going to feel weird flying now?
Because of the security checks?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I figure, look, if everybody's going through it, what's the big deal, you know? I don't know. As long as the radiation is not dangerous, you know, what the hell. Let them see, let them go home and masturbate to my body. That would be,
Nasty.
That would be complimentary, actually.
That's really, really funny.
Yeah. Did you ever think that men actually see you and then they go home and they...
I don't want to ever think about that, but I've been told that they do. So
yeah.
I've been actually told about my photos with a friend.
Really?
I was like, oh my gosh.
I don't know how people can get off to just regular photos, you know? I mean, I have to have like a full graphic photo to be turned on.
Oh, not just like a face shot?
Yeah, no. That doesn't work for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, in fact, a guy friend of mine, this is actually very much an insult. He said, he's like, you're pretty, but your photos are really, really gorgeous. And he said, that's kind of all a guy needs is like that good photo.
Really?
I said, I don't even want to know you anymore. Like, can I unknow you right now? Like, I'm just, you know.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Just like, okay.
Yeah.
Guys are just so
different.
You
should be flattered.
Nah, you know, they're photos. It's fantasy. They're pretty. I mean, they're not even that, like, they're not that suggestive. They're just sexy pictures. They're not even sexy. They're sexy, but they're not, like, sexy shots. Like, there's no cleavage. There's no body.
Right,
They're just face pictures.
Face pictures,
and they're pretty.
Yeah.
They're pretty, you know?
Yeah.
They're maybe sultry face pictures. I don't know. But,
yeah, I mean, the picture we got on the website of you, I mean, your eyes are really penetrating and deep, you know?
And
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the lighting and everything. There's a lot of makeup, and it's fun, you know?
Yeah.
It's a pretty photo.
Yeah.
But I, you know, where guys take that is like sometimes they're like, whoa, wasn't intended for that.
Yeah.
You know?
Give me the photo back.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's online and I thought about taking some of them down too. I'm like,
really?
Yeah. Cause it's just weird. Like a lot of guys comment on my photos when I meet them if they see my pictures.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm kind of like, you know, at the end of the day, we're just human. I'm a good looking girl and I can look like those photos if I put in the work and I go out. But I mean, on a day to day basis, I don't look like that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and I just, feel like, you know, maybe it's too much false advertising. I mean, I haven't had any complaints.
It is. I mean, but most people on Facebook put those pictures
all
up.
All my friends.
Know, like
I mean,
professional,
all,
you know.
Yeah, all my friends have their photo shoot pictures. Everybody's an actor, model, or something out here. And so everybody's got their headshots.
Yeah.
You know, it's
and
not
then
like,
you meet the person in person, and they don't look the same.
Yeah, because you're capturing a moment.
Right.
You know, when you talk,
a
you're not...
A specific angle
yeah,
and lighting.
Yeah, it's like when you're talking to somebody and you're having mannerisms and physicality and all that stuff, you know, you don't, you know, you just, you move around and you don't have that like still look or that like one look. You're several looks blended together. So
right.
if somebody just wants that look, that one little tiny look.
Uh-huh.
And they go and meet you, and you're like all over the place talking. They're like, wait a minute, where's that one moment?
Exactly. They
you
look
know?
For that. They fantasize about that person.
That one little look, you know?
Yeah. That's why I say on Facebook, always go into the other photos and see them in real life if you want to know what they look like.
Yeah.
Because they look totally different. I mean, some women, they look young and beautiful in the profile picture. Then you go into the other photos, it doesn't even look the same.
We went to, last weekend, we went to a place called La Descarga, and it's really a great place to go have drinks if you're in L.A. It's you got to go online, though, to get in and put in a reservation. It's really great. Mm-hmm. You walk into the place, and it looks like you're in an office building, and there's a lady at a desk. Like, she looks like a secretary. And she's
really?
Like, oh, are you on the list? You're like, yeah. She's like, follow me this way. And she takes you behind the desk. It opens up a coat closet, and there's, like, hangers and coats, and she pushes them aside and then opens up another door.
Uh-huh.
And you duck down to go through this
really?
Coat, through a coat closet.
Whoa.
And then you're in this Cuban, really cool Cuban cigar lounge.
Uh-huh.
And they have a burlesque dancer who she does like really cool, a cool dance, you know, with this saxophonist. So it's a beautiful, beautiful, like she's just real sexy and playful and the saxophone's going and it's really fun. But she just was phenomenal. I mean, just gorgeous, beautiful woman that danced and she had on her, you know, kind of her burlesque outfit and everybody's just like, oh my gosh, this woman is amazing. Anyway, so she leaves the club and we leave the club after her and we meet her at this taco stand. We're like, oh, that's the dancer.
Mm-hmm.
She looks so much different.
Really,
than when
yeah.
she's performing, because the lighting on her
right.
and the makeup and everything.
They do put on a lot of makeup, too.
And the lighting, you know,
yeah.
which, I mean, is great. You know, she could do her thing, but she doesn't look the age
yeah.
at all. Like, she
yeah.
looks a lot older. But not that she looked bad. It just, you know, look.
Yeah.
Just life, people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They gotta advertise what's real, you know? I mean, those headshots are just not representative of what a person looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And people that receive headshots like I do,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure casting directors and shit like that, they already know that, you know?
Yeah.
They know that people send, like, their best photos and everything.
Uh-huh.
But I think when you show up for an audition, if you do that, then you might be disappointed because you'll be disappointing them
mm-hmm.
if they expect something, you know? So I think headshots should be a little more representative of what people look like.
Uh-huh.
But then again, I mean, people have them done so they would look their best.
Yeah. No, I mean it's you're trying to sell something in that. You know, you're
yeah.
it's a look, you know.
Yeah,
it's not
exactly.
a whole person, it's not a whole life, it's not a whole human.
Right.
But, you know, guys don't care. They get really like they get a little bit weird.
Yeah.
They're like yeah. It's like if I meet somebody, I don't want to send them to my Facebook page or anything like that.
No.
No. Like there's some nut job that he comes to see some of my comedy shows sometimes and he like goes on my Facebook page and
really?
He's like, your photos are so sexy. You have amazing, you're so photogenic. And I'm like, well, I'm here in the flesh right now. Is this working out for you or not, you know? If not, just go hook up to a computer somewhere. And I'm not even interested in the guy. Like, not, we've never been out, no date,
right.
nothing.
Right.
But it's just weird. It's kind of like, man, maybe I should take him down.
It is weird.
Know.
And you often see on Facebook men commenting about photos and shit. You know, you don't see that with women commenting that way.
Well, my friends do. They comment.
Yeah,
a lot
pictures.
Of girls do. Then I've got some guys sprinkled in there.
Yeah.
You know? What are you going to do, Sam? Where are your sexy photos on,
yeah.
your, on your Facebook?
Do I have sexy photos?
No, I'm asking
don't.
You. Did you take any? Like, you,
no.
on, a, you on, like, a bearskin rug and, like,
no.
curled up by a fire?
I think I'm a little too old for that. Oh, man.
Yep.
That's funny.
Roasting some marshmallows, maybe? Like, looking over your shoulder, like, hey.
Yeah. But I noticed that gay guys are attracted to me. You know, they
oh,
check
are
me
they?
Out. Yeah, they check me out sometimes.
What?
When
how
we went
that
to that party last week, I could tell, you know. And, you know, and when I had, I used to go out with this girl who had a gay roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And Yeah, he would make remarks all the time, you know, with his friends and shit like that, you know.
Yeah.
But then I was younger, too. I was in my 30s, you know.
Mm. So
it's different.
Yeah. Well, you know, some guys can shrug it off and they still feel pretty flattered that they're, you know.
Yeah.
They're getting some affirmation.
Yeah.
Some guys.
Actually,
like,
I was in my 20s, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure I was a pretty handsome spring chicken back
then. Did you
then.
Look a lot different then?
No. No. People tell me I look the same. Just my hair was darker.
Oh, yeah? Did you have black hair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I want to see photos. You should put some photos up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, somebody told me. I don't know. Actually, I think my wife told me that I don't look any different in pictures.
Yeah, no, you look pretty much the same.
Yeah?
Although some of your pictures, they're like kind of startled. You're like, huh? You're like, it's kind of like a, huh?
What?
Like almost like there's a picture of you and you're like, it's like they kept. It's like somebody says, "Hey Sam," and you turn, and you go, "Huh?" And then they took a picture. Huh?
Possibly, but I like those impromptu pictures.
No, I
you
like
know?
Your
those
smiley pictures. You look really funny and happy.
Yeah, I just you know, I mean, I think like you know, random pictures and stuff when you don't pose often are pretty cool, you know, because they show you in action.
Mm.
And most people, you know, I mean, most pictures people just pose.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got to start taking pictures with our guests here, you know, so you better wear makeup every day.
Well, give me a heads up when they're coming in or something.
Okay.
I guess we could start going back. Well, yeah, especially if there's, we need some hot guy like guests.
Okay.
What's with all these
bring
women?
Hot you, guys.
You
bring
keep,
hot guys.
You just keep
what
bringing,
can I tell you?
Yeah.
Because I like women. They're fun.
Do you guys see how distorted we are? We're like, he's bringing guests that he can... It doesn't even matter if you like him, guys, but even though you're listening and downloading our show in the thousands. You can't see this, but he likes to bring in girls that he, for whatever reason. And I'm going to be straight up. Some of these girls that you're like drooling over are kind of not that hot, but whatever. And Sam's just like enamored with them and brings them on. And meanwhile, I'm like, okay, cool, this is fine. We'll just roll with it. And they're usually pretty cool women. But am I getting any man love? Am I getting any, like, hot men sitting across from me that
would
I
would you like some?
I mean, if, you know, if you're going to get your little, you know, kicks off, then,
uh-huh.
Yeah, I'd like a couple ruggedly handsome,
but, I mean, are you doing it just because I do, or do you really want to? Do you genuinely want to
see some
guys?
I mean, didn't really think of
guys.
It as a way to start a radio show, but now that we're doing it, I'm like, yeah, I want to get my, I want to have some Viggo Mortensen's in here.
Okay.
You know
okay.
Who that is?
No.
Look
oh,
up.
Yeah, yeah, I know him. Yeah.
He is a sexy beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why don't you go look him up? Let's get some of him in here.
Yeah. Okay, I'll find
and
him.
And then you let me know, and then I will, like, make sure I look like I'm picture hardcore.
Yeah. So is that your type? He's your type?
I mean, I don't know if I have a type. I've dated a lot of different kinds of guys, but I tend to like very ruggedly handsome,
right.
Slightly older men that are just right. Distinguished looking and, you know.
Yeah.
And
well, he's like that, yeah.
Like, but kind of cowboyish a bit. Not like country, but, you know, like, but like rugged. Rugged.
Yeah. Rugged, like the rugged. Marlboro man. That's what you
yeah,
like.
Yeah, you know, like...
a cowboy.
Like how... Sam, say it again.
A cowboy.
A cowboy. You said like a cowboy.
A cowboy.
A cowboy. No, you know, like a man with some rough hands, big rough hands.
Uh-huh.
Put your big rough hands on me. You know, ruggedly handsome. I don't like pretty boys. I don't like really manicured, yeah. Very, very like... I don't like guys that are, like, overly conscious about their looks. You know, mm-hmm. Of course I want them to look good, but I don't like that whole, like... a friend of mine, her ex-husband was very metro.
You're saying a man shouldn't look cuter than you or
oh,
prettier
than you. Oh, that's given.
You.
Yeah, ever, never. That's never going to happen. But right. Secondly, if he's very self-conscious of his looks a lot,
mm-hmm.
And he works on, you know, his hair and he's very, very into fashion... I there's a turn off to me. It's
really?
To me, it's like insecure. It's
really?
Like insecure, yeah. So
wow.
I look at it as a turn off.
Huh.
Whereas like some men, you know, I'd rather dress them and tell them what to wear. And I like a man that just has a nice natural.
Yeah, women like to do that, huh? Like they dress up their dolls, you know, then they want to dress up the man.
Well, yeah. And if you're with the right guy, he doesn't care. He's like, what am I wearing?
Yeah.
He's like, babe, what am I wearing? You're like, you're wearing these pants with a shirt because it matches these shoes.
Oh, God, that's a little too far, man. I would never.
But doesn't your wife pick out your stuff?
No, not at all. Not
oh,
at all.
Doesn't...
I mean, she might say, why are you wearing this? But. You know, for this occasion or something. But
yeah.
For the most part, no. I mean, I know how to dress. I dress nice, you know, and always appropriate to what I'm doing, you know. So
that, which is true depends, because he's wearing a green shirt with black headphones on it.
Yeah.
And then I look at your shirt and I look up at you and you got headphones on. So it's kind of funny. Headphones on your shirt, headphones on you. And you're like, I dress according to, you know,
yeah.
The purpose and very literally.
Yeah. No, sometimes, I mean, in the winter, I like to dress up more because there's more to do, you know. In the summer, it's only really the T-shirts. You can wear a button-down shirt, but, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's still, there's not a lot of creativity in the summer, you know. There's
I mean, I don't mind if a guy has
a style.
I like
sweaters and jackets and, yeah. you know, and wool pants and things like that.
Oh,
you
wool
know?
Pants.
Yeah. Those are good in the winter. Are you kidding? They can be very fashionable, too.
Very fashionable.
Yeah. Look in GQ and see for yourself.
GQ? Really? Yeah. Wool pants?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like
I used to do. I used to look at GQ and kind of buy clothes that are similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the same. I mean, they always have brand names that are really expensive.
But you just kind of go after that look.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to, but not
But I think like wool pants with like I think of like wool against your balls and I think itch.
No, because you wear underwear, my dear.
You don't go commando?
No, I don't.
Never?
No.
You never just freeball it?
No. No. It's just not comfortable, you know.
Really?
You can get sweaty and stuff. No, that's not my cup of tea.
Do you like...
Do
you wear briefs or boxer briefs or boxers?
Boxers only at night when I go to sleep, but briefs during the day.
Really? You like it all...
Yeah, tucked in and everything.
You like it all up there and like just nestled?
Exactly, tucked in. I can't let it dangle, man. Then it's distracting to me.
It's funny, but what about frying your sperm? You know, if it's too hot down there, it like basically fries your sperm. You know that, right?
I'm not concerned about that anymore.
Well, I'm just saying, it's still like a man's livelihood. Like, do you want your sperm to be all zapped because of your briefs?
Come on, that's... It's not true, though.
Well, they do show.
It's not true. I've always worn brief. I've got two healthy kids. What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying. Well, they're the lucky ones. But I'm just saying that you know, like the whole cowboy, the tight jeans that people have worn, like for men, mm-hmm. it's been shown that the tight jeans can be really like detrimental over time.
Really?
Continuous use. It can you know, fry up their sperm.
Well, that's what I wear all the time.
It turns it into scrambled eggs.
I hope I didn't fry my sperm. We're
rocking with some scrambled eggs down there. Well, I mean, aren't balls just weird? Aren't they funny?
They are funny. Everything is funny.
Yeah, but balls are just really funny. You're like, what are these? What's the point of this, you know?
Well, it definitely has a function. And it feels good to be touched there, too.
On your butt?
On your balls? Oh, yeah. Very sensitive.
Instead of a blowjob, they call it a ball job.
A ball job? Is that what they call it?
I don't know. I just
call that. I never heard of that
It doesn't
before.
Sound sexy, that's for sure. And then somebody's getting a ball job. Who wants a ball job? Boom. Nasty. Nasty balls.
Yeah.
No, I knew somebody that had like, you know, normal size package, but just had this slab of balls.
Yeah, some of them are huge.
I'm just like, what
they
do you
hang
do?
Like a fucking horse's testicle.
I don't understand the point. Like, is that all just to impregnate? Is that all for like, do they have more sperm or something?
I don't think so. It's just like, I mean, obviously, the reason the ball sack is there is to keep the, you know, the balls like not too hot, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why they're not attached to the body.
Like he's
so
talking right now, and my face just has this look of like, okay, okay. Anyway, continue. So they're in their own little pouch.
No, and when it's cold, they go up. You know, they go into your body. Did you know that?
Have you been hit in the nuts before?
Maybe when I was real young, but it hurts. It hurts like a motherfucker. It really does.
I need my brother the Nards one time.
Did you?
Yeah, I went crunch and then squeeze, 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 squeeze. Then wow. I ran and then he fell down and I ran because I knew I was going to get in trouble.
No, like, but if you're attacked, that's the best place to go for, man.
The nuts?
Yeah.
Oh,
you get
man.
Every man to double over.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it hurts. Fucking hurts.
Is it just, does it lodge them up there and they get stuck or something?
I don't know. I've never gone that far.
You got to give a good sneeze to pop one out. Nut talk, people. This is what we're about.
Nut talk. So when you get into bed with someone and you see their balls, do you start laughing?
Well, I don't. No. I mean, I don't. I don't assume I would. I mean, I just make a mental nut. I make a mental note like, damn, those are some big balls. Like, okay. Let's just move them over here, pin them back, so we can get down to what matters.
Yeah.
Can you hold these or tuck them under or something? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's just stuff about the human body that's funny. I think, is there something about women that you think is funny? You're like, what?
Do I think it's funny? I guess the butthole, you know, it's kind of funny. It's weird.
What are we, like 5 years old? Yeah, it's just not something I want to see.
No?
I don't want to see it on anyone.
You don't know what you're missing.
A butthole?
Well,
you said it's funny. I said I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it on anyone, let alone myself.
I know. Even on a naked guy?
Mm-mm.
Well, you said that that stuff doesn't turn you on visually.
Woman, call in. Let me know what you're turned on by.
Yeah, but I think many women, you know, but no.
By looking
I mean,
at the
what's...
butthole? Looking at? Like, who would be attracted to that? Hey, can you just bend over, just spread it a little bit, just like this look. Like
a man's is gross, but a woman's can be kind of sexy.
You just said it was funny looking.
It is. It is funny looking. But it can be sexy. It's close to the love canal.
Oh, my gosh. Love canal. You are so from the 70s.
I am. That's true.
Love canal. Freaking nasty, Sam.
Oh, man. I'm getting all turned on now. I guess our guest tried to call a couple times and we didn't answer because we had Mario on the phone. So,
well,
you know how many times we've been trying to get together with this woman, with this guest? It's been going on for months.
What is she?
And every time, you know, either she forgets or we don't pick up or whatever happens.
It's not meant to be. Just let it go.
Maybe it's not. Yeah, maybe it's not. You know, I mean, her publicist keeps coming back and wanting to feature her. And, you know, it's flattering, but it's not happening. I don't know what's going on.
Look, either we're not on top of our game, which, hey, we all know that. But then, you know, maybe it's just not meant to
be. We are on top of our game. Come on. We're running shows every day. Things are fine.
No, I'm saying you and I on this show.
Yeah.
You know, come on. There's been times people call in, we don't pick up, or
people
have like scheduled appointments, and we think they're the wrong person, so we hang up on them. Then we look at the schedule and we're like, oh, it was supposed to be the guest.
Yeah.
I mean, this shit happens.
I know.
You just roll.
Someone
with it.
Was trying to call from Costa Rica, but I didn't pick up because we had Mario on the line.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, call back.
I don't know
We'd
who
love
it
to
is.
Know. Yeah.
I wonder if it's Jenny from Rainforest Radio from. We have Jana of the Jungle coming up right after this show, actually.
That's fun. Jana of the Jungle.
Yeah, she lives in Costa Rica, and it's just beautiful there. I mean, she describes it, and, you know, a couple of other people on her show go there, too, and it just sounds amazing, you know?
That's really awesome. And she's like a rainforest conservative.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah
conservationist.
Conservationist. Thank you.
Thank you.
And so that's what the show is mostly about is the ecology and you know and that. So it's pretty cool. Yeah.
Mm.
So you getting ready for tonight's performance?
I'm getting really ready. It's called Women Who Kill.
Uh-huh.
It's tonight. The Hollywood Improv starts at 8:00. I do have guests.
If you guys want to see Kira in person, that's the place to be.
Yeah. Come tonight.
We'll be there too.
Yeah, come tonight. Sam's going to be there. Mm-hmm. And if you want to get on the guest list and not have to pay, you can email me at karakimbrough@gmail.com. KaraKim as in Mary, B as in boy, rough@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And tell me how many people are in your party. You do have to pick up your tickets by 7:45 or at 8:00 they start charging.
Is there like a drink minimum?
There
anything?
Is a 2-drink minimum, but you know, you can swing it if you're getting free admission.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, 2-drink minimum. You know, keep the bar going.
Yeah.
Keep the dream alive. Yeah, but Lisa Sunset puts on this awesome show. She's the founder of Pretty Funny Women, which is the longest all-female running comedy show, stand-up comedy show in Los Angeles. And she's done some spun-off shows with this show called Women Who Kill, which has been doing really fabulous. So
So that's at the Improv Hollywood.
Yeah, and that's on Melrose and Crescent Heights.
Melrose and Crescent Heights.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
it's
just gonna be a fun show. I mean, the comics are great. It's you know, you're not gonna just see me and like me. You're gonna fall in love with everyone else, and you're gonna forget about me.
Sounds good.
Better not forget about me.
Yeah, Women Who Kill.
Women Who Kill, or check it out on my Facebook page. I'm about to repost it.
Yeah?
Yep. It's going to be good.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I haven't seen you in performances yet.
Yeah.
So I think it's time.
I think it's time. How long have we known each other now? Since February?
You know, it's almost a year. Did you know that?
My gosh, how did I make it this long?
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I kept you interested all this time.
Oh, my gosh.
You know? I'm surprised you haven't gotten bored already.
No, but
we have fun here.
No, we have a blast. I mean,
right.
Yeah, there's some days you're like, okay, I need to go to the bathroom. I've got coffee. My coffee's kicking. Or there's days when you're like, I would like to sleep in.
Yeah.
You know?
And I was tempted to sleep in today. But you got to get up, man.
Gotta get up. Gotta get up.
You know, if I sleep in on a weekday like this, I would feel so guilty, and I would probably miss out on so much because my phone wouldn't stop ringing. It's like, you know, it's like a rule. Every time I try to take a nap or sleep, the phone doesn't stop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yesterday I was really tired, so I took a nap for an hour. And feels good, man. Feels good. I never used to take naps, but now I sometimes do. And it really helps you out, you know?
No, I can't do a nap. I try them.
Really?
I can't do naps.
You can't fall asleep.
I could be so tired and want to lay down and take a nap, and it's like the light comes in through the crack of the...
Right.
The refraction of the light somehow bounces off a wall and it ricochets and it all zeroes in on my eyeball lid.
Yeah.
And I just can't
sleep. But you don't have to fall asleep. I mean, it's enough if you just close your eyes and sort of relax, you know. Be semi-asleep, that's good too.
No, I've tried it and it usually doesn't work for me. But I, you know, it's good stuff. It's good to get a good nap in. Do you do it every day?
Yeah. No. I do more when it's hot outside, you know, it kind of makes me tired.
Uh-huh.
But no, generally I don't. I'm pretty good at that, you know.
Oh man, I could go for a nap. Yesterday I was tired all day. I feel like I've been really sleepy lately.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I so sleepy? I mean, I'm.
Because you work late. You're not used to that.
Yeah, but
right?
I wake up around 8, go to bed around midnight. Which,
uh-huh.
You know, that's still 8 hours.
Yeah.
Seven to 8 hours.
Yeah.
I should be fine.
I know.
I'm not one of these people that need tons of sleep either.
Really?
No. Oh. I'm like running around all the time.
Yeah.
Like an Energizer bunny.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
you haven't hiked in a long time, huh?
Are you kidding me? I ran not yesterday, the day before, running and a hike.
Right.
So, yeah, like not just hiking.
But you haven't been to Runyon Canyon or any.
No, I mean, but there's several different hiking trails I go to. So there's one literally right by my house. It's on Beechwood Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And I go up one called Holly Ridge, and mm-hmm. it's residential, and then you can see the Hollywood sign, but you climb for it's about a 30-minute climb.
Yeah,
and
it's all hilly down there.
And I run it the whole way.
Really?
So that's 30 minutes uphill, so it's not just a run. It's
wow.
Like, yeah, I run it, and then I just walk the downhill because I don't like running downhill. So it's about almost 2 hours, an hour and a half.
Wow.
But it's only that half an hour that's just killer. The rest is just scenic and beautiful.
Yeah.
And you just walk downhill.
Yeah, it does help when it's nice outside, you know?
Well, it makes you want to get out and enjoy this life we have and how grateful it is to live where we live. I mean,
that's true.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, I would like to hike more, but I don't know.
Hike more. You got to start hiking to hike more.
Hiking, period, right?
Yeah. Just do it. Like, I have friends that live in Santa Monica, and I would, like, drive down there a lot and do Santa Monica Mountains and Temescal Canyon and, you know, Will Rogers and,
right.
you know, Palos Verdes and all these really great places. And some of my friends that have lived down there have never done those hikes. I'm like, are you kidding? It's 5 minutes from your house.
Yeah.
You should totally do it. My friends live in Venice. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
So pretty. Whereas, you know, I'll drive.
Have you ever seen the canals in Venice?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, they are pretty cool.
Yeah, because many people don't even know they exist.
I didn't know they existed for a long time.
Yeah.
I went to a job
interview. It's like small canals. There's houses around them.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful. And you can see those actually in a couple movies. They had them. I can't remember what movies, but they filmed it there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
One with Harrison Ford. What was it? Like Hollywood Cop or something? Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
No?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Something like that. I don't know. Anyway, we're at the end of the show. Kira, I'm looking forward to seeing you tonight. You
Woo-hoo!
Better kill.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
And if not, I'll kill you.
And we'll talk all about it tomorrow. So thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you again.
You have been listening to Sam and Kara in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and originates from the Los Angeles Talk Radio studios. For questions regarding the show or to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all correspondents to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Kara in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.